إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ما بعد، I welcome all of you. We continue in our class reading من شرح عقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث from the explanation of عقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث by our Sheikh ربيع المدخلي حفظه الله تعالى. We're still in chapter 2 in which الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله تعالى is talking about the creed of the people of Hadith, معتقد أصحاب الحديث في صفات الله سبحانه وتعالى. The creed of the people of Hadith regarding the attributes of Allah, all attributes of Allah. And he mentioned an example, the hands of Allah. He mentioned as an example the hands of Allah, but the principle applies on all of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once again, that Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Ashabul Hadith, those who are upon the truth, they are upon that which the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were upon. They affirm for Allah all attributes He Himself affirmed for Himself in His book or in the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unlike deviant groups, some of them they deny the attributes of Allah, like the Jahmiyyah. Some of them they affirm some and deny others. And some, when they affirm some, they liken them to the attributes of the creation and the like. But Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Ashabul Hadith, who hold on firm to the narrations, Allah saved them, as the Imam al-Sabuni mentioned. Allah protected them and saved them from falling into falsehood, not because of their colors or because of what country they come from, because of one thing, because of them holding firm to the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why they were saved from deviation. So they affirm for Allah what He affirmed for Himself without falling into tashbih, which is likening Allah Himself or His names or His attributes to those of the creation. They do not distort the meaning and change it. They do not deny any of the attributes of Allah. And they do not ask how is the hands or the like of that. Rather, they follow the texts in the Quran and the Sunnah. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله وذكر الأصل الذي اعتمدوا عليه في مخالفة المشبهة والمعطلة وهو قوله تعالى ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. We continue now. Sheikh Rabi' حفظه تعالى, he says that Imam al-Sabuni رحمه الله, when he mentioned the stand and the position and the creed of Ahlul Hadith as related to the attributes of Allah, he mentioned the asl and the principle that they build their creed upon. Not only that they show their creed, but also they oppose the mushabbiha, those who liken the attributes of Allah to those of His creation, wal mu'attila, those who deny the attributes of Allah, wal iyadu billah. This asl is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There is nothing like Him, and He is the all-hearing, the all-seeing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال وقد شرحنا معناها وبيناها. The Sheikh Rabi, he said, we have explained the meaning of this ayah. ووجه حجتهم, and how to understand this ayah that Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah they use as a proof to establish their creed, and they are not mushabbiha, they do not liken the attributes of Allah to any of the creation when they affirm them, and they are not mu'attila, they are not from those who deny the attributes of Allah. How we understand this ayah? First of all, the statement of Allah, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is nothing like Him. There is nothing like Allah. هَذَا دَلِيلُهُمْ عَلَى نَفْيِ الْمُشَابَهَةِ. This is their proof. When they affirm the attributes of Allah, and some deviant group, they told them, see, you affirm the attributes, now you fall into this, now you're likening Allah to the creation. When they affirm the face, they affirm the hand, the mushabbiha told them, see, that's why they don't affirm the hand, because now since you, Ahlul Hadith, you affirm the hand to Allah, the creation have hands, so now you're likening Allah to the creation. But Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they told them, no, it's not like you understood. You have a wrong understanding. Especially, we're going to give you only one dalil. We don't have to give you more than one. And it is in the Quran. Since you believe in the Quran. And here is, Allah says, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. And this is enough. Nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَوْلُهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ دَلِيلُهُمْ أَوْ دَلِيلُ لَهُمْ عَلَى وُجُوبِ إِثْبَاتِ الصِّفَاتِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ على الوجه اللائق به تبارك وتعالى فهم يثبتون أسماء الله وصفاته. And they use as a proof the other part of this ayah in Surah Ash-Shura, ayah 11, وهو السميع البصير. And He is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. And this is a refutation against other divine group such as Al-Mu'attila, those who deny the attributes of Allah. And it is their proof to affirm the attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has affirmed for Himself in a manner that befits His Majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a manner that befits His Majesty tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Ahlul Hadith, they affirm the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? Now the Shaykh, this is like a summary to what we were saying. The Shaykh, towards the end of this point, he's bringing a summary to the lengthy explanation, and this is very important, Ikhwan, because it's very important, because this is the Aqeedah, this is our creed. The most important aspect of the Deen is Tawheed, is knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person don't know Allah, so what else is going to benefit them? What else they're going to benefit them if they fail to know their Lord who created them and fashioned them? So this is very important. Our noble scholar, he says this matter is of extreme importance. So this is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since we should not speak about Allah or affirm for Allah or deny anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has affirmed for Himself. We speak with the dalil, with the proof. From the Quran, from the sound sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and also this adillah has to be understood correctly, according to the understanding of As-Salaf As-Salih, the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the first place, and those best generations, and then from the statements of the A'imma, the great A'imma of Al-Islam, who they follow the same understanding that the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Alayhim they were upon. كيف يثبتون أسماء الله وصفاته؟ How أهل الحديث affirm the names and attributes of Allah؟ أولا, number one, على الوجه اللائق به عز وجل. They affirm names and attributes for Allah in a way that befits His Majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِدَلِيلِ قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. And there is the proof, because Allah says about Himself, He is As-Sami'. Now somebody come and say, no, He is not. لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ. Because Allah says, He is As-Sami'u al-Basir, the all-hearing, the all-seeing. ثانياً ويثبتون على أساس ليس كمثله شيء وهو تنزيه الله عن مشابهته للمخلوقات المشابهة المخلوقات. And also number two, they affirm these names and attributes, but based on this principle that is found once again in the ayah 11 in Surah Ash-Shura, ليس كمثله شيء. There is nothing like him. Nothing resembles Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is like Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore they exalt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they believe that He is far above, resembling any of His creation subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال فهنا قاعدة وهي تنطبق على كل الصفات. Then the Shaykh mentioned a principle that applies on all of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though in this principle he mentioned one sifa, one attribute, but this principle applies on all of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the statement of the noble scholars, al-istiwa'u ma'lum, wal-kayfu majhul, wal-su'alu anhu bid'ah. That istiwa', we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rose, al-istiwa, al-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa. So this istiwa, it is known. It is not something that is not known. It is known in the Quran and the Sunnah. Many texts in the Quran establish the istiwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ala al-Arsh, over His throne. And والكيف مجهول. But how Allah, how this is istiwa, it is not known. It is not known. It is not that the istiwa that is not known. So sometimes Ahlul Bidah, the people of innovation, they play on words. They say, how you believe in something that is not known? And you say, who said it's not known? You say, you just said it yourself, it's not known. And somebody who is not firm, he's like, oh, I said that? Oh, you're right. No, no, no. They play with the words. Because you're not saying istiwa is not known. What is not known?
Allah.
How the istiwa? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established Himself over His throne? How? This is not known. So now they want to play with you. They say, see, how you believe in something is not known. And you say, Quran, Sunnah. And if you're not paying attention, or sometimes they not even talk to you. They won't until you leave, and then they say it to somebody else, to their crowd. See, you see when he was here, and he says, they believe in something that is not known. It is not the istiwa that is not known. Istiwa, ma'loom, it is known. But what is not known? Al-kayf, al-kayfiyyah, the how. That's what is not known to us, not to anybody else. وَالسُّؤَالُ عَنْهُ بِدْعَةٌ. And to ask about it is a bid'ah, is innovation. The ulama, they says, when the bid'ah just started, you don't ask about it. You don't ask. That's why, because at that time, that's when this was not spread. No, not many people know it. But now if it is spread and known, then the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, the students of knowledge who have the ability to do so, they should refute those innovations. Now they known, they're everywhere, like Bid'at al-Khawarij. Okay, now it's everywhere, and the other Bid'ah of Jahmiyyah, Mu'tazila, and others. So now they should be addressed and refuted, so that the laymans, because who feel always a prey to all this, and victim is the laymans who don't know. the laymen, they pay attention to the eloquency of such and such, so and so, but they don't know. So Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that's why you find them, they very harsh upon Ahlul Bidah, and it should be the way. Some people say, why they talk about them? That's backbiting. It's not backbiting. That's from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're not drinking tea and eating pistachios and talking about them. No. No, they're not doing it this way. They doing it because they doing it in the classes, in the books, refuting Ahlul Bidah from their books and from their statements. They're not saying something that those people didn't say. They're not refuting something that they imagine stuff. No. They refute reality. The Khawarij now, they're recruiting many youth. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. How? You think they're telling them, look, you just go do it and we give you $1 million? Not even. They don't give them no money. What? Islam. They're using the deen of Allah. They're using ayats. They recruit them and use ayat. Look, Allah said this and this. They kuffar. Go do it. Allah said this and this. Go. Because these people don't understand this shubha. Okay? So the ulama, they address those things, and because they want good for the Muslims. Ayna. قال هذه القاعدة قالها مالك وغيره وقالها شيخه لكن اشتهرت عن مالك. This principle he mentioned, that istiwa is known, but how the istiwa is not known to us, and to ask about is an innovation. This is a statement by Imam Malik, but actually his Shaykh Rabi'ah said it before, as the ulama they mentioned. But he was the one who he was famous with it, Imam Malik rahimahullah. قالها قبله شيخه ربيعه واشتهرت عن مالك. As the Shaykh Rabi'ah he says, the Shaykh of Malik, Imam Malik Rabi'ah, he's the one who said it. But people, they were saying they heard it more from Malik rahimahullah. And he become famous that he's the one who said it. When he said this, قال ذلك لما سئل عن الاستواء كيف الاستواء. Imam Malik, once he was asked about istiwa, how? Person asked about how is istiwa, okay? أطرق إمام مالك حتى عرته الرحضاء ثم قال. إمام مالك put his ears down, sweating from this question. Who asked such questions? SubhanAllah. Sahaba didn't ask this question. Tabi'un didn't ask this question. Why a person asks a question like this? And then he raised his head and said, الاستواء معلوم والكيف مجهول والسؤال عنه بدعة وما أراك إلا مبتدعا. He said as an answer, istiwa is known, but how is not known. Asking about how is istiwa, how Allah established Himself over the throne, then it is a bid'ah, it is an innovation. He said, and I think you to be a mubtadi', to be an innovator. وأمر بإخراجه من حلقته رضي الله عنه. And he gave an order, Imam Malik, and said, take this person out of my circle. Don't want him to be there. إذن فالاستواء معلوم لأننا لا نعرفه, يقول الشيخ ربيع, من لغة العرب ومن لغة القرآن وفهم الصحابة. استواء, it is known. It is even known from the Arabic language, the language of the Quran, and also from the understanding of the Sahaba, the understanding of the companions radwanullahi alayhim. وَالْكَيْفُ مَجْهُولُ. But to ask how is istiwa, this is something that is not known to us. We don't have a text from the Quran or from the Sunnah, so it is unknown to us. وَالسُؤَالُ عَنْهُ بِدْعَةٌ. And to ask about it is an innovation. وَأَمَرَ بِإِخْرَاجِهِ. And as Imam Malik, he said to him, I see you to be an innovator. وَمَا أَرَاكَ إِلَّا مُبْتَدِعًا. You're nothing but an innovator. And he commanded that person to be put out of the circle of knowledge of Imam Malik. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله هذه قاعدة لكل الصفات. This قاعدة here that استواء is known to us. Nobody can say now there is no استواء. No, it is. Allah affirmed for himself. الرحمن على العرش استوى in seven آيات, seven surahs. And so this is a qa'ida. This is a principle for all of the rest of the attributes of Allah. إذا قيل لك السمع البصر القدرة اليد الضحك الغضب كيف هذه؟ Then Sheikh Rabi'i giving examples. If you were to be asked about السمع, the hearing, البصر, Allah is the all-seeing, القدرة, the ability, اليد, the hand, الضحك, smile, and الغضب, because Allah get angry. How is all this? What do you say about this? You say معلوم, السمع معلوم. السمع, the hearing of Allah is known to us. This is the ayah, said, وهو السميع. Nobody can deny this. والبصر, Allah is the all-seeing, yes, معلوم, is known. والقدرة كذلك معلومة, the ability, إن الله على كل شيء قدير. نعم, it is known. اليد, معلومة ولا ما معلومة؟ The hand, known or not? Yes, it is known. This is, we're going to mention to you later on, statement of Ibn al-Qayyim, rahmatullahi, he said there is some hundred or more dalil from the Quran and the Sunnah and the statement of the Sahaba that affirm the hand. It's going to come in next page, inshallah. Naam. Or in the end of this page, actually. Likewise, كل هذه الصفات معانيها معروفة لكن الكيفية لا نعرفها. Every single attributes that Allah has affirmed for himself, whether in his book or in the sunnah of our messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know them. They are known. As for how, then nobody should be involved with that, because we don't know. Al-kayfu majhool. How is the hand? How Allah comes? How Allah descends? How Allah gets angry? How Allah laugh or smile? We don't know. That's a dahik. How? We don't know. Qudra of Allah? Allah has qudra? Yes. How? We don't know. Why you don't know? Aren't you Salafi? That's why I'm Salafi, because I don't know. That's the way of the Salaf. We don't know, we don't talk about it. Because Allah didn't tell us about it, the Prophet ﷺ didn't tell about it, the Sahaba didn't get involved with it. So why, after all these years, somebody going to come and say, no, it is like this or it is like that? لا. النزول معلوم والكيف مجهول. Like the Sheikh says, السمع معلوم. The hearing of Allah is known. How Allah hears, we don't know. النزول, in the hadith, that Allah descends. Prophet ﷺ mentioned this in a hadith. Allah descends. How Allah descends, we don't know. But we affirm that Allah descends. But how? We don't know. It is not known to us. وهكذا. Every single attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فهذه قاعدة تنطبق على كل الصفات ويرد بها على كل صاحب هوى. He said this is a qa'idah. Shaykh Rabi'a wa ta'ala said this is qa'idah, a principle that is applied on all of the attributes of Allah. And he used this qa'idah to refute every person who follow his desires. Instead of following the text, people follow their desires. Instead of stopping with the text, command them to stop, now they want to say more. They want to use their intellect and they think they're smart. La. We should stop where the people stop, as Imam al-Awza'i rahimahu ta'ala mentioned. اسبر نفسك على السنة وقف حيث وقف القوم. He says, be firm and patient upon the sunnah and stop where the people stop. Who are the people? The Sahaba. Things that Sahaba didn't deal with, we don't deal with. لو كان خيرا لسبقونا إليه. If there is any good in it, they would precede us to it. Because their way, the Sahaba, is upon knowledge, علم, from the Kitab and from the Sunnah. And by that, you find Ahlul Bid'ah wa Ahlul Dalal. What they say? They say, yes, Tariqatu Salaf, يعني Sahaba wa Tabi'un, Aslam, A'lam. No, Aslam, they said Aslam. Wa Tariqatu Al-Khalaf, A'lam wa Ahkam. People Ahlul Bid'ah, Allah exposed them. Because in this, as the ulama Sheikh Muhammad ibn Hadi al-Madkhali hafidhahu ta'ala, he says, they didn't even pay attention to what they were saying. And they established it as a principle. And they thought like they've done something good. But they exposed themselves with their own principles. Their own principles are used against them. What they say, the Khalaf, Ahlul Bid'ah or Dalal, they say, okay, the way of the Salaf, meaning the Sahaba, Tabi'un, and whoever followed them upon good from the Imam and the like, they say it is Aslam, it's the safest way. However, their way, the way of Ahlul Bid'ah, is more knowledge, will have more knowledge and more wisdom. The ulama, they says, how are you going to be safe if there is no knowledge and no wisdom? You got to have knowledge, sound knowledge and wisdom. That's what leads you to safety. Without knowledge, you're not going to go to no safety. And having knowledge but not having the wisdom to use it properly, you destroy yourself. Now, some people, they have some knowledge, but they don't have the hikmah, and they cause a lot of chaos, a lot of damage. And people who have no knowledge, we don't even have to talk about the hikmah, because what hikmah? You apply jahl with hikmah. So this principle is against them. They say the way of the Salaf is Aslam, is safer. You want to follow it? Follow it. But you want knowledge? You want hikmah? Come with us. A'udhu billah. What knowledge they have? They deny what Allah affirmed for Himself. This is knowledge. Anybody here wants to be on that? May Allah protect us. Ameen. إذن هذه القاعدة تنطبق على كل الصفات ويرد بها على كل صاحب هوى. This principle, it is used not only to establish all of the, and affirm all of the attributes of Allah, but also to refute anyone from the people of desires, those who went wrong in this field, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُرَدُّ بِهَا عَلَى الْمُعَطِّلَةِ يُقَالُ لَهُمْ الْإِسْتِوَاءُ مَعْلُومٌ. The mu'attila, those who, like Jahmiyyah, they says, no, there is no istiwa, there is no power, no hearing, nah. You tell them al-istiwa ma'loom. Istiwa is known in the Quran. If they say no, a'udhu billah, that's kufr. That's a statement of kufr. They denying the Quran, denying the statements of Allah, denying the Sunnah. But if they say yes, tell them, okay, so why you didn't? So follow. Follow what you just affirmed. Why are you going against it? See, they stuck, as they say, between what? The rock and what? And a hard place. That's it. جهل يا أخي. فهم يعطلون الصفات من عن معانيها. The معطلة, they deny the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they affirm, they take the meaning. They distort the meanings. They said, okay, yes, the hand, but it's not the hand, it's the power. Some they says, yes, the hand, okay, because now there is the ayat. How are they going to deny ayat? They says, oh, yeah, yes, the hands, but it's not like you think. This is the bounty of Allah. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ وَكَذَلِكَ هَذَا الْأَصْلِ دَلِيلٌ فِيهِ رَدٌّ كَذَلِكَ عَلَى الْمُشَبِّهَ الْمُمَثِّلَةِ. Also, this is a statement, this statement of Sheikh Rabi'ah, who is the Sheikh of Imam Malik. But Imam Malik, He's the one that usually they say Imam Malik said, Alhamdulillah. This principle also is a refutation against the Mushabbih al-Mumathila, those who liken the attributes of Allah to those of the creation. Why? Where is the dalil? From al-kayfu majhul. How these attributes is not known. But then they say, no, the hand of Allah is like the hand of this person or the other person. Said, how do we know? You don't know how the hand of Allah look like. So how are you going to say it's like this? You see? Al-kayfu majhul. The description of any attributes is not known. So how they say, well, the attribute of Allah, the hand is like this hand of this creation. See? So this is a refutation, alhamdulillah. And sometimes when you speak to the people and bring them these principles, some people, they just layman. They were just deceived by some people, you know. That's why the ulama, they mention, لَيْسَ كُلُّ مَنْ وَقَعَ فِي بِدْعَةٍ فَهُوَ مُبْتَدِعٍ. It is not that anyone who fall into innovation that automatically he's an innovator. Some people, they just innovators by ignorance. Of course they are committing, they fall into innovation. And this is a bad thing, and they have to be taught, and they have to be, and those innovation has to be addressed. But some people, yes, they hardcore on their innovations. You can't tell them all of this. They said, take that away. We don't want it. This is our masjid. This is our way. What you say? Say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi afana bihim. What do you say to the people like this? You try to help them to establish the proof. You try to make things clear to them. They say, look, man, we know that. You're not the first one that come and try to read this book to us. Actually, we have it right there on library, right there. We see? But don't bring that stuff in here. All right? So what do you say at that moment? Don't get angry. Don't get mad. What do you say? Make dua. Say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi afani mimma abtalahum bihi. All praise due to Allah that He has saved me from that which they are afflicted with. Don't say, don't you leave. No. But now keep in mind that sometimes layman people, they love somebody because he's been around them for years, whatever the case is. And that's why they follow what he's upon. Sometimes you find children, they just grow up with a father who's upon this. Okay, upon this bid'ah and dalalat. But alhamdulillah, when they become 16 or 17 or 15, now they go to school. MashaAllah, so if you, that 17-year-old, you grow up upon aqidah salafiyya, the aqidah of Ahlul Hadith, so now you got to pay attention. If you have a 17-year-old or 16 or 18 with you in a class, and you were talking and he says, oh no, Allah has no hands. Or he say, the hands of Allah resemble our hands. Then what you do? No, you got to talk to them. Tell them, no, it's not like this. Barakallahu fiqh, jazakallahu khairan. He's going to say to you, wait a minute, but my father says this. Man, I'm not going to follow you. I got to follow my father. Tell him, look, man, it's not about your father or my father. It's about what Allah says. What the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says. This is the deen of Allah. Yes, if your father said to you, take the trash tonight, do it. MashaAllah, that's your father said that. Okay, put the trash on the curb. Tonight, before tomorrow morning. I don't want you to forget, like last week. If your father said, son, where are you going now? It's 10 o'clock at night. And now you're putting your shoes on, and you're about to leave, and your father says, son, may I know where you're going? Yes, he has a right to ask you that question. If I tell you, don't listen to your father, no, don't listen to me. But now, if your father is telling you something that goes against what Allah says about Himself, what the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who have more knowledge than anybody about Allah, and the Sahaba, they are the best people after the prophets and the messengers, now you have to pay attention, brother. Okay, now you have to pay attention. Because you're going to stand in front of Allah and your father's not going to help you. Actually, if you pay attention to me, because I'm not telling you, look, man, this is what my father is saying. Now you're going to tell me, why should I listen to what your father said? And you're not listening to what my father said? I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you Allah says. See, Allah says, the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says. And when Allah says, the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that's it. It's not, my father and your father has no say in this one. So alhamdulillah, if we do it this way, akhwan, we all can give da'wah. You don't have to wait until you be the imam of a masjid or behind the mic or your name on some flyer for 3 months. Now you want to give da'wah? Now you give da'wah in your store. You have a store. You work with other Muslims and you pay attention to what they say. Now since we're talking about this matter, you pay attention to what they say. If they say anything about Allah, they deny any attributes of Allah, you have to address it. These are your Muslim brothers. At least try. Don't say, oh, I may talk to him, he may not listen. He may listen. Try. But you have to try nicely, kindly. Bring the proofs. Don't tell him, look, man, in my country we do it this way. He's going to tell you, okay, well, I don't care about your country. That's why I'm not from your country. I'm doing it my country, you do it with your country. We're not cooking chicken in here. Okay, you give these people from this country, cook this chicken, they cook it their way. The other country cook it their way. We have a problem? We have no problem. Everybody cook it the way they want it. But does anyone affirm for Allah whatever they want it, according to your country? No. See, that's the difference. Same thing. Akhi, you go to school with other Muslims, you're riding in a bus and there is a Muslim next to you, you're shopping, there is another Muslims. You go to another state and you go pray and see Muslims making dua in different ways, salat in different way, wudu in different way. At least try. If they say, get away from me, I don't want to listen to you, mashallah, leave him alone. But don't you ever say, I'm not going to talk to him because they may not listen. No, go talk to them, but in a nice way. Barakallahu feekum. قال وكما ورد القرآن بذكر اليدين قال الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله وكما ورد القرآن بذكر اليدين في قوله لما خلقت بيدي وقوله بل يداه مبسوطتان ينفق كيف يشاء المائدة وردت الأخبار الصحاح عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بذكر ذلك أو بذكر اليد كخبر محاجة موسى آدم وقوله له خلقك الله بيده وأسجد لك ملائكته ومثل قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا أجعل صالحي ذرية من خلقته بين يدي بيدي كمن قلت له كن فكان وهذا حديث ضعيف وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم خلق الله الفردوس بيده And he mentioned the statement of Al-Imam, the last statement in this chapter, that and just as the two hands of Allah are mentioned in the Quran, like in the proof in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 64, but his two hands are outspread, he spends as he pleases, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hand is mentioned in the authentic ahadith of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like in the debate Musa had with Adam alayhi salam. Allah created you with his hand. Musa said to Adam alayhi salam, Allah created you with his hand and the angels prostrated to you. Also Imam al-Sabuni mentioned another hadith that Shaykh Rabi'ah wa ta'ala, he mentioned that the hadith is not sahih, is weak. Inshallah ta'ala, we get to it when we read to you that part, inshallah ta'ala. Al-Sharh. The explanation of this part, qala rahimahullah, wa kama warad al-Qur'an bi dhikr al-yadayn, as it is mentioned in the Qur'an, the two hands of Allah is mentioned in the Quran. بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ كَيْ يُنْفِقُ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ But his two hands are outspread. He spends as he pleases. سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَوَرَدَتِ الْأَخْبَارِ الصِّحَاحِ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِذِكْرِ الْيَدِ Also the hand is mentioned in the authentic ahadith of the Messenger of Allah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عليه وسلم. قال ابن القيم رحمه الله كما في مختصر الصواعق المرسلة على الجهمية والمعطلة قال رحمه الله: ورد لفظ اليد في القرآن والسنة وكلام الصحابة والتابعين في أكثر من 100 موضع ورودا متنوعا متصرفا فيه مقرونا بما يدل على أنها يد حقيقة إلى آخر ما قال هذا العلم. ابن القيم رحمه الله in his book الصواعق المرسلة, this is a book where he refuted الجهمية and the معطلة. He mentioned in volume 2, page 171, that the term hand occurs in the Quran and the Sunnah and in the statement of the Sahaba and the Tabi'een in more than 100 places, in a way that established the hand for Allah, affirmed the hand in reality, not just as the wicked and deviant groups. They says, yes, that's the hand, but they interpret it to other meanings. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى: فكما ثبت هذا في القرآن أيضا ورد به السنة. فالقرآن ورد بإثبات اليدين, والسنة كذلك ورد بإثبات اليدين لله تبارك وتعالى. الشيخ ربيع says from the statement of Imam الصابوني: likewise, this attribute is affirmed in the Quran, it is so affirmed in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have texts from the Quran that affirm the hands. Likewise, we have texts from the Sunnah that affirm the hands for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال: والله سبحانه وتعالى قد أمر رسوله عليه الصلاة والسلام أن يبين للناس ما نزل إليهم. سيدنا الله سبحانه وتعالى commanded and given his order to his messenger, our beloved messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, to make clear to the people that which he was revealed to them, that which Allah sent. Because Quran, he was sent so that the people act upon his teachings. This doesn't mean that the Quran was sent to the people. No, he was sent to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alone he received the Quran. But when the ulama, they says that which he was revealed to the people, meaning through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the Quran, it was for the people to comprehend and to understand and to act upon. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was commanded, baligh, he was commanded to convey and to make clear to the people that which Allah has revealed. قال: فلو كانت هذه الصفات صفة اليدين وغيرها مما يحتاج إلى البيان على طريقة الجهمية وغيرهم لوجد هذا البيان. ولكن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام أكد ما في القرآن مما يدل على أن المنهج الصحيح هو منهج أهل السنة والجماعة في إثبات صفات الله تبارك وتعالى الواردة في الكتاب والسنة على الوجه اللائق به الله. شيخ ربيع حفظه الله says, if the understanding of al-Jahmiyyah, which is a wicked understanding, a corrupt understanding, a falsehood, okay, if that's to be the correct understanding, it will be found in the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. If these attributes are as understood by the Jahmiyyah, for example, and the Mu'tazila and the like, you will find the Prophet ﷺ established that understanding, because he's the one who was sent to make clear to the people what Allah has revealed. If the Jahmiyyah and what they are upon would to be the correct thing, we will find it in the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. But the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, he affirmed what's in the Quran, See, the Prophet ﷺ, he affirmed what's already in the Quran. The Jahmiyyah, they go against the Quran. They deny attributes. But the Prophet ﷺ, who is commanded to convey and to make clear the Quran, he affirmed what's in the Quran. Shaykh Rabi'ah says, so this is the correct manhaj. The manhaj of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah in affirming the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In affirming the attributes of Allah that they are found in the book, not any attributes that found in the book of Allah, that Allah has affirmed for himself in his book or in the Sunnah of his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they affirm them once again عَلَى الْوَجْهِ اللَّائِقِ بِاللَّهِ, upon the way that befits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't put their intellects in the aqidah. The aqidah is texts, based on texts. قال الله قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So once again, in conclusion, alhamdulillah, the Shaykh Rabi'ah hafidhahu ta'ala still explaining what this noble Shaykh and this Imam, Shaykh al-Islam al-Imam al-Sabuni rahimahullah ta'ala, has mentioned in his book and established in his book Aqidat al-Salaf Ashab al-Hadith, the creed, the correct creed as related to the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that once again we affirm for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all of the attributes that he has affirmed for himself in his book or on the tongue of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith has to be sound, not anybody who says, oh, we have a hadith. Now, weak hadiths are not to be taken. Have to be hadith that is sound. But also with the understanding of the companions, Ridwanullahi alayhim. So we establish this, we affirm these attributes on the qa'idah that the Shaykh he mentioned, the statement of Imam Malik, rahimahullah, and other than him, that any attributes you ask about, say it is known to us. If it is in the Quran and the Sunnah, it is known, you know it. If somebody said something to you, you don't know, don't say it's not there. You don't know everything. Say, Allahu A'lam Akhi, let me check. And go back to the book of Allah, go back to the books of Ahlul Ilm, who are known to be upon that which the Sahaba were upon, and say, yes, this attribute is known to us, but how it is, we don't know. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa taslima al-kathir.